Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is Lord and He is God Almighty. Amen. Lord, we welcome You. We give You the honor that You are due. Thank You for everything, Jesus, for all that You're doing today, that You've done. Thank You for dying for us, for coming to the earth as a man. Thank You, Lord, for sending the Holy Spirit in the wonderful name of Jesus. Also, I pray for those listening that You will reveal Your glory to them. And I want to pray for Israel that You will continue to send out laborers to Israel, to the Middle East. Send out ministries like Tree of Life Ministry, one for Israel, Jews for Jesus, and others. In the glorious name of Jesus, amen. The chief end of man, to know God. Man was born to fellowship with Him, to fellowship with the Almighty God. He offers Himself fully to every person for eternity. It's the greatest and only offer made to mankind. The absolute greatest offer. Man was created to know Him, and every person who does, who makes it to heaven, will fellowship with Him. His presence and glory is beyond words and beyond, He's beyond description. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful, glorious person in the universe. He's the Lord God Almighty and His Son Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. All of them one. The Lord is one. Amen. This week, the theme this week is that He flows out in unceasing eternal life, what Jesus called eternal life, everlasting life. Contained within that is everything that a person was created for and that a person wants and needs and desires and dreams of. The glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself. How do we know Him? Through the Holy Spirit. And this reveals God's love. God has set up this perfect plan because He loves the world and wants everyone to make it to heaven. Something new I've never presented. I want to present a truth, and I want to try to present it in as short a time as possible. And the basic principle is, first, it's about how awesome our God is and that He never changes and that He's always the same. And within that, what I'm going to present reveals a mystery of the kingdom of heaven about mankind. I was thinking of the wonderful scriptures, especially in Psalms and other places in the Bible, that talk about how God is good. And we know that there's a phrase that many Christians use, which is great to use and say, God is good all the time, and all the time He is good. Amen. And of course, He's infinitely more than that. Many people on the earth would object and disagree with this, wouldn't they? And they would say, I don't really even want to repeat what they would say, but their objection would be things like, look at all the pain and suffering in the world. They would say, look at the stories in the Old Testament. They might say, look at hell and the fact that there's a hell. How can you say that God is good all the time? Okay. God, of course, has these glorious aspects of His nature, as I said yesterday, His attributes, His character, His personality. He's holy. He is all-powerful, all-knowing, all these just glorious aspects of Him. He's good. He is great. He is powerful. He is merciful. Here is the conclusion that I have come to. If a human, and we could use many examples to reveal this, but the general truth I believe is true. God is good all the time. He is. Many, many scriptures say this. He is good. He is the. In Psalm 100, Psalm 145, many places in the Bible. Psalm 145, the Lord is good to all. Psalm 100, for the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting. Jesus even said, no one is good but one, that is God. If a person does not accept this, if they disagree with this, if they object to this, that doesn't change God. They have made the choice to disagree with it, to not accept it. I want to present this in love, as I've said before, not harshly, not because it reveals a glorious mystery of the kingdom of heaven. And this same truth and principle applies to everything in our most holy faith. We could start with salvation. God is offering salvation to every person on the earth. And infinitely more. He's offering Himself fully to every person. If a person chooses not to receive that, that doesn't change God. In fact, it doesn't change Him in any way. He's still offering them salvation. As long as they're on the earth, He's offering salvation and infinitely more. He's offering Himself and all that's contained within knowing Him, such as the fact that He's always good. He's always the same. And so this reveals something glorious, again, a mystery of the kingdom, that man being God's image, made in God's image, it's up to a person how they respond to Him, and what they do and what they believe and do and say is what they will get. And this is just an incredible, eternal mystery of the kingdom of heaven. That is not overstated. This cannot be put into words. It's beyond words. A scripture that comes to mind, famous scripture, pretty famous, Numbers 14:28. It says in the Bible, as God said, "As truly as I live, as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do unto you." Okay, also, Jesus revealed this in many ways in His teachings that are in the Gospels. For example, in the Beatitudes, He said, "Blessed are the merciful, they shall obtain mercy." So, there's an action of a person that shows that if we're merciful, well, God will have mercy on us. That's a powerful truth. Let me give an example in the natural. Because every truth and revelation with God is simple and yet also an eternal revelation. The example is with the sun, the sun. A person on the earth could conceivably say, "I don't want anything to do with the sun. I'm going to go into a room, a place with no windows, and I don't want to see the sun. I don't believe that it's providing light or anything, and I'm just not going to have anything to do with the sun. That's obviously, that's may have never happened. But that doesn't change the sun in any way, does it? The sun is still shining, still fully available to that person. And even in the natural, we know that the sun is keeping them alive. And it's very, very similar with God Almighty and all that, everything about Him, about the only true God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. It does not change God in any way. When all the negative reactions that people have does not change God in any way. So someone may say, "Well, wait, this sounds very simple. Common sense," but there's a powerful truth in this about man's reaction. To be honest, I'll just try to be honest with you. In the past, sometimes I've thought it kind of bugged me a little bit that people would say, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Because it had not been revealed to me this glorious mystery of the human being, this masterpiece of the Almighty God, made in His image. Every person is eternal and priceless. Their body and soul and will exist forever. And when a person does what is right to do in their response to God and in their relationship with God, hopefully they have a relationship with Him, the only true God, and their relationship with other people. When people do what is right to do, there's unlimited blessings and potential. And they're lining up, basically, walking with God. They know they are doing what humans were created to do. To know Him and be with Him forever and learn from Him. And so when we say the right things, for example, we say, if somebody is saved, it is good. What's the famous verse? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We can say these positive phrases, which are glorious, more than just positive. They are glorious truths that God has revealed to us. We are temples of the Holy Spirit. We are holy, accepted, blameless, beloved. We are, and it just on and on. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed. Jesus has saved me. Amen. Jesus has, it's a very powerful thing. And so, now those are things about us. Now, when we proclaim the goodness of God, we are giving Him the credit that He is due. Amen. Proclaiming the truth. Amen. And we also are now partaking of that and receiving that instead of doing the negative. So I just wanted to touch on that. I wanted to present something. I've never presented it in that way. And I think overall it's just so important we be led by the Holy Spirit. The main thing, kind of a unique message in this series, I wanted to get this in. It's all about knowing Him and the presence of Jesus Christ, the presence of the Holy Spirit. He will reveal these things to a person. We don't have to go overboard and be cheesy. That, you know, that word comes to mind. We don't have to be, we live in reality, right? There are challenges every day. It's difficult. We know that there's difficulty just being a human being on the earth. But this is a powerful truth the Holy Spirit can reveal to us. Let me give another example. What's about God's love? Okay, we talked about how He's good. His love, His mercy. Well, we know that God is loving and merciful. In fact, a famous scripture in Psalms, His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. But let's look at the next part of that verse. For those who fear Him. Yes, God is loving and merciful. If someone fears Him and does what's right, again, you know, it's common sense, then yes, God is merciful to them and always merciful. And then, again, Jesus revealed, if we're merciful to other people, which is the second commandment, right? Love your neighbor as yourself. And if we're merciful, if we forgive, God's merciful to us. Amen. Amen. In fact, it's a law, basically. If we're merciful, He'll be merciful to us. Jesus said it this way. He said, if you forgive others, your Father will forgive you. If you don't forgive others, your Father won't forgive you. It's a law. We don't like that word, but how glorious that is. Why? Because God's the same and never changes. If someone does not fear Him, well, they're not receiving His mercy. His mercy is available. Reinhard Bonnke, I remember one time in one of his messages, and remember, I listened to less than 10 of his messages. I had audio tapes. Okay, so I have not followed him a lot, but his one message was about how Jesus speaks, God speaks. And he pointed out that if somebody is not hearing his voice, it doesn't mean that God is not speaking. It proves that they've run away from him. And that same truth applies to all of this. If someone is not receiving, proclaiming and receiving God's goodness and mercy, it proves that they have, that that's on them and not on God. God never changes. God's all, amen. And that's of course central to our faith. But how glorious this is, that this same truth and truth applies to every aspect of our most holy faith. Let me finish with this. Let's deal with the presence of Jesus and the glory of God. He's everywhere on the earth. He's always available to every person, including unbelievers, especially believers. So if we are not experiencing that, him in that way, and the glory of the Lord and the presence of Jesus, I just want to present this. That's on us and not on him. He's everywhere. He's always available. He's always the same. You know, that's a powerful revelation that his, literally the Lord himself, is everywhere on the earth. His glory, his presence fills the entire earth. Everywhere we go, he's there. That sounds simple, right? That sounds like something a child would say, and many people would doubt that. But it's so glorious. I mean, we know that that's in the Bible, right? Psalm 139 is famous. But Jesus even spoke about this. He said the kingdom of, that's one of the first things, the first thing that we have recorded that he said, repent, for the kingdom of God is here. For the kingdom of God is here, which when Jesus died, the veil of the temple was torn, the Holy Spirit, God himself, went out and was now on the earth. And now when Jesus ascended to heaven, rose from the dead, ascended to heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit. That's Pentecost. And that this, we're planning some messages about that coming up. But that's so glorious that the Holy Spirit is now on the earth. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, is literally God himself. It's God himself and his presence and glory. That's the Holy Spirit. That's knowing, you know, experiencing. Again, I'll try to finish with this last truth. That man was born to actually fellowship with him. It all begins with just knowing him. And the deepest reality is fellowship with him. Thank you for listening. Our website is back up. I apologize. Our website we had some technical difficulties, but it is up. Please email us at hello@wonderreality.org. Thank you for listening.